This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Getting so many text messages in. Most of them were saying that Z's an actual just horrible person.
Just a creep and should not be let in social interactions, which is fine. I believe that.
That's right.
I really believe that.
That's right. And that's why we've kicked him out of the studio.
It's been tough. Yeah. It's been rough. At first I had to fight my evil twin. Yep. Now I'm getting kicked out of the studio. It's been a rough almost hour of a show right now.
Very rough. Very rough. But look, it's time for, I think, everybody's favourite segment, really.
It's my favourite. Look, it's a little bit unfair to say it, but it's my favourite jingle.
Yeah,
of the jingles that we ever do.
It is a fantastic jingle. Whoever put that through and in the production team down here at Laugh Out Proud is an absolute gem.
Oh, they're so, just gorgeous for putting it all together.
And look, what we're talking, do we say RCNG? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, we didn't, but yes, we are.
We didn't announce that we're talking about RCNG. Everybody's favourite segment, of course.
Where the people have sent us, the listeners of Laugh Out Proud, send in questions that they'd like to ask ZNG.
That's right.
Because we can't answer all the questions all the time.
All the time. Otherwise, we'd be running a 24-hour channel.
And
for the amount of emails we get.
That's planning on next year. We'll have our own radio station.
Just Laugh Out Proud stream, yes.
Yeah, that's right. If we can afford it.
But we've sifted through, we've had a look at all of the questions that have been sent to us, but we can't do it unless we start it off the right way.
That's right. Producer Dylan has gone through, sifted through the thousands of emails that we got through at, if you go to laughoutproud@joy.org.au, email us through there, and you can send those questions at any time.
The first one comes from Ethan in Taylor's
Producer Dylan, usual of all people, should know we will not jump in before there is
the lovely jingle.
Ethan's waiting. Well, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting to hear the beautiful, beautiful jingle first.
Wendy, you deserve a bit of a whip crack for that. Yeah, thanks.
Exactly.
For
should be on
that
top of that,
yourself.
Wendy.
ZNG Q&A. Ask ZNG whatever it may be. You can ask ZNG.
That's right.
You can ask ZNG. How lovely was that intro,
my gosh.
Huh? Producer Dylan, of course. Take it away with Ethan.
Ethan in Taylor's Lakes. He waited 17 seconds for that jingle.
Good on him.
He wants to know, where do you look when you're talking to someone?
Huh. That's a good question.
It tricky to pick a one spot to look at.
Right. Yeah, no, it is hard. It is hard. I usually look sort of in between the eyes.
Okay.
The bridge of the nose. Yeah, that's a good spot. It's an old salesman trick.
What if they've got a big schnoz?
Then you're
darting your eyes all over the place.
Between the top and the bottom of their nose.
Of their nose, that's right. It's that big.
See, for me, I have to use a different strategy because I'm just looking at the screen when I'm talking to most of the people I talk to on Skype.
Right.
Because no one looks directly into the camera because you can't see what's on the screen. So it's awkwardly both people looking down within a conversation.
So that's why you're not making eye contact with you right now.
No, and I'm looking slightly below your jaw.
Yeah.
Because that's how it always turns out on those conversations.
Are you looking at my teeth? I'm very sensitive about that.
You do have sensitive teeth.
You've got only good teeth.
Sensodyne, no.
No.
We use the generic brand. Thank you very much.
Celeste from Caulfield would like to know, which way do you wipe?
Well, for me, I usually do a top to bottom job.
Yep.
I start at the top, work my way down to the bottom, and repeat the process if necessary.
Do you like?
I'm a little bit versatile. I could be top or bottom.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's
do you have a strategy?
I usually wipe from side to side.
And that works for you?
It works. I mean, it gets all the wetness out of the way.
It seems like it would spread it. What are you talking about?
All the wetness.
Yeah, we're talking about windscreen wipers, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, we I think so.
There must be a lot of car parks in Caulfield.
It wasn't specific enough,
I think. No, it wasn't.
Okay,
it
Naomi wasn't. In Northcote would want to know, I'm younger than you by a week. Do you have any life advice for me?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have life advice. Because when I was your age, probably a week ago by the sounds of things. What was I doing about a week ago?
What were you doing, Z? I don't know. I can't remember.
Probably having a dump between the songs.
I don't know. It was probably episode 46 back then.
46,
really,
that's right.
If you want any advice, just do what we were doing
yep.
and put on episode 46.
Do we Do we have a clip from that?
Let's see if we have a clip from that. Getting lost on foot is a feat.
Even worse, because, I mean, there's no GPS for that.
There's no
Well, there is a GPS for on foot, but, I mean, you know...
Exactly. We didn't really get anywhere last week. It
sounded like we were going in circles.
Oh, gosh. Because we were lost without a GPS.
That's right.
And someone that is also lost and would like some advice from RCNG is Michael from Middle Brighton, who says, what's your snap statement?
Ooh. For me, I've got a little bit. It could be more sassy. I feel it needs more sass.
Is this to define snap statement? Do we have like where you go like,
A little bit. It's like, pretty much
what you say with that.
It's pretty much that. So all I've got right now is see you around, Jack.
It's pretty good.
I feel like that's pretty good.
You know what?
Is that exclusively for people named Jack?
I use good for you, Jack.
It seems like they've only got that one friend.
We
talk to.
Yeah. His name's Craig.
He's a lovely guy.
You should get a friend named Felicia and be like, my Felicia.
That was a good snap statement. That was great.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.